From Spark and Anvil and Fraction Forge, this is Halvor in Chapter 1 of the Fraction Forge cast. The Strama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Halvor, a woman whose name had not always been Halvor, possessed a particular childhood trait. When she was small, she was terrible at sharing. She often shares this detail with the children in her classroom now. She believes this early struggle with division was precisely why she eventually became a teacher of fractions. Children, she has observed, frequently begin with a similar reluctance to share. They, she understands, comprehend the problem from the inside. When Halvor, then known by her given name, Posey, a name she shed for Halvor at the age of 11, was 7, her younger brother celebrated his 4th birthday. 6 children attended the party: the birthday boy, his 3 small friends, Posey herself, and Posey's older cousin. There was one cake. Posey's mother had baked the cake in the cozy kitchen of their cottage, nestled in the village of Fairshare. Fairshare, a real place within the kingdom, was renowned for 2 distinct qualities: its exceptional bakers and its long-standing tradition of mediation. Locals often claimed the two were deeply connected, though the precise nature of that connection rarely received a full explanation. The cake itself was perfectly round, featuring a sweet layer of jam in its middle and a delicate frosting flower perched on top. By the modest standards of village birthday cakes, it was quite lovely.
As her mother carefully placed the cake on the table, Posey immediately grasped the impending challenge. The cake had to be divided. 6 children, 1 cake. The task was clear. The cake required cutting so that each child received a fair piece. Posey, however, harbored no desire for a mere fair piece. She wanted a large piece. For 2 weeks, ever since her mother had first mentioned the baking project, Posey had dreamt of this cake. She knew, even at 7, that voicing a demand for a large slice at someone else's birthday celebration was strictly forbidden. Yet, the thought echoed loudly within her mind, a persistent, silent clamor for more. Her mother, a woman of calm demeanor and steady hands, picked up the polished cake knife. Her gaze swept over the eager faces gathered around the table. 6 children, she announced, her voice even. 1 cake. How exactly do we cut it? Posey's older cousin, who was 11 and already attending the village school, offered a solution with the confidence of a scholar. You cut it in half first, he suggested, his tone slightly formal. Then you cut each of those halves into 3. That way, everyone gets 6 equal pieces. Her mother nodded slowly, a small smile gracing her lips. That is precisely correct, she affirmed. Each piece will represent 1/6 of the entire cake.
With the dull back of the knife, she traced a clean vertical line across the cake's frosted surface, dividing it into 2 symmetrical halves. Then, with practiced precision, she drew 2 more lines across each half, creating 3 segments within each section. 6 pieces now defined the cake circumference. The lines, once completed, formed a pattern resembling a 6-pointed star, delicately etched into the circular dessert. Her mother then began to cut, following the marked lines with unwavering care. 6 distinct pieces emerged, each a perfect wedge. Posey watched, fascinated, as the knife sliced through the jam layer, revealing its vibrant ruby hue. Each piece, she observed, was exactly the same size. Each was a perfect identical wedge, representing 1/6 of the whole cake. When her turn came, Posey received her piece. She had to concede, albeit reluctantly, that the slice was undeniably fair. Every other child, from the tiny birthday boy to her older, more knowledgeable cousin, received an identical portion. There was no room for complaint, no justification for feeling cheated. Posey ate her piece. It was delicious, a perfect blend of sweet jam and soft cake. She noted, with a careful, almost mathematical precision, that it was 1/6 as good as the whole cake would have been if she had been the only child at the party. Still, it was good enough.
She savored every bite, finishing it slowly. She watched the other children, their faces smeared with frosting, devour their own slices. Finally, her mother set the empty plate back on the table, a testament to the cake's swift disappearance. Posy thought about that cake for the remainder of the day and for many days that followed. Over the subsequent years, slowly, in the way children gradually absorb the profound truths embedded in their everyday experiences, she began to understand. Fairness, she realized, was not just a feeling, it was a kind of arithmetic. To divide something fairly, you had to partition it. Partitioning, she came to see, meant meticulously cutting a whole into equal parts. The number of parts you created became a specific name for the division's fairness. Two parts? Each was a half. Three parts? Each became a third. Six parts? Like the birthday cake? Each was a sixth.
This fundamental principle, she later understood, formed the very bedrock of fractions. The denominator of a fraction, she learned, represented the exact count of equal parts into which the whole had been divided. At the age of 12, Posy encountered a moment that solidified this nascent understanding. Her older cousin, home for a holiday, had left his school slate lying on a table. Etched onto its surface was the notation 1/4. Beneath it, her cousin had neatly written 1/4, 1 of 4 equal parts. Posy stared at the slate, a sudden jolt of recognition sparking through her. She immediately conjured the image of her brother's birthday cake. The cake had been cut into 6 pieces. Each child had received 1/6, 1 of 6 equal parts. The written notation, 1/6, was simply the name for the portion they had eaten. It was a label, a concise way to describe a fair share. To Posy, this was an extraordinary revelation, a sudden opening of a door onto a new way of seeing the world. Fractions, she understood with a rush of excitement, were the precise language of partitioning. The number beneath the line, the denominator, counted the total number of equal parts. The number above, the numerator, counted how many of those parts you possessed. That, Posy decided then and there, was exactly what she was going to teach. She began calling herself Halver, a playful nickname her cousin had coined after the cake story spread through the family. The name stuck. From 16 to 19, she rigorously studied at the esteemed Fraction Forge Academy. At 20, she joined its faculty. She has been teaching the principles of partitioning ever since.
In her classroom, Halver commences every first day lesson with the same ritual. She brings a small, perfectly round cake from the village bakery, which, incidentally, is her mother's bakery, now managed by her younger brother, the very one whose 4th birthday had started everything. The cake is plain, unadorned, and clearly intended for cutting. She places it gently on her desk and addresses her new students. "There are 20 of you in this room," she states, her voice calm and clear. "How do we share this cake fairly?" The children, without fail, respond in unison. "Cut it into 20 pieces." Halver nods, a knowing smile playing on her lips. She proceeds to cut the cake, dividing it into 20 small, precise pieces. Each child receives a slice. Each child, she explains, has eaten 1/20 of the cake. "This," Halver declares, gesturing to the now divided cake, "is partitioning. The cake was the whole. We cut it into 20 equal parts. Each piece is 1/20. The 20 at the bottom of the fraction is the count of parts we cut the whole into. The 1 at the top is the number of parts each of you got. Fractions are, quite simply, the language of fair sharing." When children inevitably ask if fractions are difficult, Halver always offers the same reassuring reply. "They are not hard at all. They are partitions. You cut the whole into equal parts. You count those parts. That count becomes the denominator. The pieces you take are the numerator. Understanding that is everything you need to know about reading a fraction." She continues to bake a small cake at the beginning of every academic year. The children eagerly consume it. Halver, however, never takes a piece for herself.
She watches them, 20 years later, with the same patient, observant look her mother once gave her.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Halver. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.